For the guy that I was really good friends with, and then started dating, this was actually all out of jealousy. So, and I'm going to be so honest with you guys. So I was best friends with him. He liked me. I said, listen, no, we are best friends. Like, I don't want to do that. Then over the summertime, he goes and finds himself a girlfriend, comes back to school. This was like in college, and starts dating her. I got super jealous and annoyed because I'm like, where did my best friend go? Like, this isn't cool. Like, I'm your girl. What?
Most at night, I got a girl's number.
You asked for her number.
I got her number, yes.
I'm sick right now.
The story never changes. They neglect good guys and place them in the friend zone only to regret their decision and get jealous when he starts seeing another woman, and this is when they want to date him.
Once you're friend zone, you're kind of stuck and you can get out. It's just, it's really hard to, especially from like a girl perspective, if you friend zone a guy, I almost think it's impossible to go the other way. Let me share a story. I've friend zoned a guy and I've never seen him again. And then I've also been really good friends with the guy and then started dating him. So let me share both stories. For the guy that I friend zoned, we were friends for such a long time and I knew that he liked me. And I told myself, I was like, you know, it's fun hanging out with him. Like, let's see what happens, kind of give it a go. And we were friends for probably 4 or 5 years or something like that. And I think it was like the first year we were friends, he tried to like be with me essentially. And I was like, let's give it a go. So I was like, fine, why not? We went on a date one night. There were these like beautiful Christmas lights everywhere. And he never kissed me. Like, I was so annoyed. There was like this beautiful spot to kiss me. And I was like, inside, I was like, does this guy like me? Like, I thought, like the day before he was being all flirty and stuff. And then I'm like, what? And we slept in the same bed too at night. And I'm like, what is going on? And he never kissed me. So I was just like, whatever. At that moment in time onward, I never had that idea of liking him romantically because he kind of like ruined that one moment, that one opportunity. And then I was like, that's it. I know that sounds really stupid, but in my head, I was like, that was the one shot. And it almost felt like being rejected, even though I didn't verbally tell him, like, kiss me. It was just like, if you felt it, then you should have just done it, you know? And if you didn't feel it, then maybe it was just meant to be. So that was the one example. And we were friends for like 4 or 5 years. And I basically just told him, like, we shouldn't be friends anymore because it's not fair to him because he really likes me. And I didn't want to do that to him. So we are no longer even in contact.
He definitely didn't want to mess anything up and was unsure, and I don't understand why she didn't see that. If she felt it, why didn't she initiate it?
But obviously I wish him the best, but it's not fair to either of us. For the guy that I was really good friends with, and then started dating, this was actually all out of jealousy. So, and I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. So I was best friends with him. He liked me. I said, listen, no, we are best friends. Like, I don't want to do that. Then over the summertime, he goes and finds himself a girlfriend, comes back to school. This was like in college, and starts dating her. I got super jealous and annoyed because I'm like, where did my best friend go? Like, this isn't cool. Like, I'm your girl. What? And so then I had to tell him, I'm like, listen, I caught feelings for you, but I don't want to break up your relationship. Turns out he was still in love with me and didn't even like the girl. It was just like a prop. And he ended up dumping her for me. And then we started dating, but then he turned into probably more of an avoidant, I would say, but he started pulling away and he was just like, this is too easy now. He just like gave up on the relationship. So I had to break up with him. And yeah, story time.
She had the opportunity to be his girlfriend, but as always, wasn't interested. Only to get jealous when he started dating another woman. I wonder why he was trying to avoid her after they started dating. It seems like it wasn't what he expected. Bro respected her boundaries and didn't try to push a kiss on her, which is equal to a friend zone. Guy finds a new girl, now she wants him. Yep, that's why I just cut her off. I don't need any more friends. If you didn't make it obvious that you wanted him to kiss you, he was probably worried that you'd get mad at him. The first dude was being respectful. The other just got what he needed and dipped. She just gave us the formula to get out of the friend zone. Those who are in that position, make sure you pay attention. She saw his value from the moment he was taken, so if you want to get out of the friend zone, get yourself a girlfriend. They want to know that other women also want you. This is what makes them see you differently, and this is when you start qualifying to be more than just a friend. When it comes to the scenario she described, the first one shows her lack of understanding when it comes to how most men interact the first time with the women they really like. probably the guy loved her the most and was trying to avoid anything that could ruin the vibe. He didn't want to make any premature move that could make things go left, but she interpreted his lack of initiative as if he rejected her. She should have initiated it, and probably it would have worked well. For some reason, the second guy didn't want anything to do with her after they started dating, and this is something she should look into. Why didn't he want to be with her knowing she was the woman he supposedly loved for so long?
Modern women want to have guys in their friend zone for validation. And this is why they get mad when those guys show interest in another woman. They don't want to lose their source of free attention.
Most of the night, I got a girl's number.
You asked for her number?
I got her number, yes.
I'm sick right now.
That's why they say the friend zone is usually where you find your forever man. But you can't wait too long. Time is precious. But it's kind of your fault because you friend zone him. If you like him, what's stopping you? She's gonna miss that free attention and validation. That sounds about right. Are you sick because the guy who you placed in the friend zone is trying to go after another woman? You don't want him, so what's the problem? This is what most modern women do. They know those guys want them romantically, but for some reason they want them to be in that friend zone spot forever, but their perspective changes completely when those guys move on. I think they want guys in their friend zone only to boost their ego, and this is why they get mad when those guys start seeing another woman. It's like they don't want to lose their source of free validation.
Some guys don't mind being in the friend zone and playing the long-term game, but other guys overdo it, which is the case of a guy who has been waiting in that spot for 10 years. He has been in the friend zone this long and still thinks it's a good strategy. Guys, we need to do better. This guy could have used this time to find himself a girlfriend, someone who is on the same page. But she is also taking him for granted. I bet she won't like it if he starts dating another woman.
How long have you been friends?
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 going on 11 yeah. years.
In that time period, have you never had feelings for each other?
No, like, he's been just such a great friend. So, like, I couldn't, like, see the other side of it.
Could you ever see her being your wife one day?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's possible.
So you wouldn't rule that out?
I wouldn't completely.
Never thought about it.
I've never 100% thought about it. I mean, it's possible, but yeah.
Look at her body language. She knows what he wants.
We're friends.
How come it's a possibility in your mind, but for you, you're like, I would just never look at him that way?
We've been such good friends. I don't want to ruin the friendship.
How could you ruin a friendship by getting closer?
Well, you know, like when people take friendships into relationships, they're not meant to be in a relationship. They were always meant to be friends.
He just doesn't fit that box?
No, I wouldn't say that because he fits all the boxes.
Then why not move the relationship further?
I never thought about it, honestly.
Friend zone has to be the coldest and darkest place a man can find himself. Bro is freezing so bad he is scared to even speak. She wants all the benefits of a relationship without having to reciprocate. He takes her out, he listens to her, and probably does favors like picking her up and helping her move. The day he asks her to cook for him, she'll say without hesitation, "You need a girlfriend." The friend zone is not a friendly place. He's a victim of the friend zone. When he finds a woman, she'll regret friend-zoning him. I bet he heard countless stories about men doing her wrong. Bro is suffering in silence. For 10 years, homie has been sniffing around for weakness like a wolf, playing the long game. Most guys are in this exact situation. I wouldn't advise any man to use his strategy because it makes things harder. I know some guys were able to get themselves out of the friend zone, but this isn't the pathway you want to take. Instead, make sure you are upfront with your intentions and let her know what you want. There are many benefits when you tell them your intentions without hesitations. It shows confidence, and from that moment she will know that you are the type of man who have no issue to go after what he wants without a second thought. This is what most women like. But when you use being a friend just to be next to her and hope that one day that door opens, it will make you look bad. Don't fool yourself by thinking that she doesn't know what you want. She knows it well, and this is what makes you look weak. You are indirectly telling her that you don't have the courage to be honest and real with her. It's like you are afraid, and this is a huge turnoff for most women. Just tell her and hopefully you get the desired outcome. But even if it doesn't work as you expected, you are still winning because you will stop wasting your time with someone who doesn't see you romantically, and you could use this opportunity to find another person. If you look at her body language, she knows what he wants, but she is using his friendship for validation while she searches for Chad, and she will be the first to get mad when he starts dating another woman.
What if you're in the friend zone with your ex? After a breakup, a lot of exes will ask you to be friends because they don't want to lose you completely after the breakup. It can be really tempting to say yes because you think that you can transition from friend to being back together, but it usually doesn't work. So here's how to get out of it and get back into a better position. It's best to be really direct in your communication. Just tell them that you want to be really authentic and that you have feelings for them still. Because of that, it's really difficult for you to just be their friend because, again, you don't feel like you're being authentic with them. Then tell them that you need some space to heal and you don't think you guys should talk that much anymore. But if they change their mind and actually want to work on the relationship like you do, they can reach out to you. If you fail to do this and stay their friend, they'll probably keep you around until they start dating someone else, and then you'll be the first to go. As their friend, you're being a crutch in helping them through the breakup so they don't have to feel the pain of losing you, and you have to feel all of the pain.
I can't be friends with exes. It's too emotional for me. She is seeing someone else, but I think it's a rebound and it could fail. I should stick to no contact though and do better. My ex and I broke up a week ago and he's already moved on. I'm assuming no contact won't work. So what happens if you have two kids and can't go no contact? She wanted me to watch her cat for her while she is on vacation. This is a no-no situation. What benefits do you think you will get by letting your ex place you in the friend zone? You can stay in contact with your ex for other reasons. For example, if you guys have children or something of a similar nature, other than that, you have to let it go. It will be better for both of you. Don't allow it to happen to yourself. You don't want to be the guy she calls when Chad didn't call her for 3 weeks. If you still want to get back together, talk to her about it. And if she is not on the same page, you must leave it there. Some women initiate the breakup, but at the same time, they still want to be their ex's close friend, but don't mistake this type of situation. In most cases, they know you are a good person and want to have the benefits that come with having you around, or they want to have you as a second option in case things don't work out with Chad, and this isn't the position you should place yourself in.
This is the end of our video, and I hope you like it. Check our video, which is displayed on the screen. We have selected it for you, and don't forget to subscribe on your way out.